The Ukrainian community of North Bay marked the third anniversary since the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a moment of silence at an event Sunday. Together with friends and neighbors, they gathered at the chess club where an auction was also held to raise money to help support the armed forces of Ukraine. "We're having an event, which is dedicated to the third anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. We are commemorating this anniversary, and hope this will be the last anniversary of this, and our victory will come," shared Ukrainian immigrant Nadia Stukalova. "All the money raised will go towards the Vest project, which is originally from North Bay, and we will pass the money to them, and they will pass the money to the Kolo organization, which is actually working with drones," shared Stukalova. The Vest project supports the frontline defenders in Ukraine, with funds going directly to the purchase of non-lethal protective gear and emergency supplies for the defenders of Ukraine, as well as the purchase of surveillance drones. See: overwhelming support for the Vest project launch. "We expected it. The war would finish soon and we would gain our territories back, but we will never give it up because it is our Ukraine. This is our land," stated Stukalova. "People are still willing to fight. We will never give up." Sunday's event was twofold, with plans announced to open the only Ukrainian language school in the city, offering classes for children, teenagers, and adults wanting to learn or improve their native Ukrainian language. "We have already established it, so just today we will make this official opening and soon the classes will start in this location," shared Stukalova. The location she refers to is the chess club at the bottom of Airport Road. "The classes will be for all age groups. Starting for the kids 4 and older. Teens and adults are also welcome, with classes offered once a week on Friday evenings to start. And maybe Saturdays. We know kids are busy with their schools and extracurricular activities," Stukalova noted. "This is a huge step for us, especially for the community, but we know that we will do it great, we know that we will succeed," said a confident Stukalova. "There are currently 100 active members in their community. Students don't need to be of Ukrainian descent to attend, they need only have a desire to learn the language. Until word spreads, it is too early to determine how many students will register." Oksana Korba is a Ukrainian language teacher. "This is our plan. Once we're open, we'll see, maybe we will open twice a week," said Korba. "Today I see a lot of children who I didn't see before. And for every adult who wants to learn, our school is open." There appeared to be plenty of interest during the information presentation. "We hope to open in 2 weeks," added Korba, who has seen her community grow during the short 2 years since making North Bay home.